Okay, we're back. This is The Secret, How to Fight CPS and Win. Cynthia, are you there?
I'm here.
Did you say you had some questions for me this evening?
Well, not yet. I'm still...
You're still formulating. Okay, well, let's take another call. Stephanie from California. Stephanie, did you have a story to tell or a question to ask?
Story and question.
Go ahead.
So my son had a one-night stand. She ended up pregnant. They had the baby. Baby was automatically removed because prior CPS cases, and baby was born positive. So day one, I was notified from CPS and started my RFA process. I started my RFA process in January. It was finished in March. Mm-hmm. And it took them until just 3 weeks ago to finish my RFA. And now the workers are saying, I cannot have my grandchild because she's been in the foster care too long. She's 13 months old.
Okay, so get a pencil and a piece of paper, mm-hmm. and I'm going to tell you exactly what to do. All right?
Okay.
Number one, you have to go to court. When a social worker tells you something that you don't agree with, you must go to court because the judge is the person who has the final say. All right? So if you don't go to court and challenge the social worker, the social worker's decision will become the law of the case. And you don't want that. You want the judge to make a decision because there are some specific laws that protect you and this child in this exact situation. All right? The second thing that you have to do is you have to talk to an attorney that can handle a case in your area. Because what you have to do is file de facto status motion, you have to file a 388 petition, and you have to file a petition to disclose the records on the case, all right? There's a code section in California. It's Welfare and Institutions Code Section 309, and that code requires the social worker to do an investigation and to find an appropriate relative. It doesn't matter how long the kid's been in you know, the foster home. You know, the old law, like maybe 10, 15 years ago, they used to always argue, well, the kid's been with a foster home and, you know, the kid is bonded psychologically, emotionally, and physically to the foster parent. Although that may be true, I don't believe, now this is my humble opinion, I don't believe that overrides the law that says you got to place these kids with relatives. And by the way, the fact that you came forward early to tell them you want the child is in your favor. The only mistake that you didn't do, excuse me, the only mistake that you made was you trusted the social workers that they'd do the right thing. What you should have done is you should have gotten a lawyer and gone to court immediately, because the judge could have placed the child with you under what they call an emergency placement. You don't have to have an approved RFA to get the child. I know social workers will tell you that sometimes, and when they tell you that, what they're really telling you is, we don't really want to give you the child.
And then, I did that. I requested for a 309 ER, which is the emergency placement, and they denied me access to that.
But see, you're saying they.
Yes.
You're talking about the social workers, right?
Correct.
I told you got to go ask the judge for it.
I did ask the judge. And the judge would not even hear me. He said, out of a courtesy, I was allowed in the court.
Well, did you file anything?
No.
That's the problem. If you had gotten a lawyer, the first thing a lawyer would do in this situation is make a motion for emergency placement.
I tried to find a lawyer, and there is no lawyer in Sacramento County that will touch this case.
No lawyer? Are you sure?
I'm positive. I've made over 200 phone calls to 200 different attorneys, and nobody would touch the case.
Okay, we'll do this. Write this telephone number down, and you call me tomorrow. Make an appointment to talk to me next week, 888-888-6582, and we'll talk, okay?
Okay.
Stephanie, thank you for calling, and thank you for listening. Call in, you know, 3 or 4 weeks from now and give us an update. Let us know what happened, all right?
Okay.
Thank you.